Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Hei, we're going to first finish off in the shiur the sugyas on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara had said, if you have a sukkah which is less than 10 tefachim, and you make a chakak, you make a ditch in the sukkah in order to be mashlimit to the shear of 10 tefachim. So then, the Mar says the chakak has to be within 3 tefachim of the wall in order to work. If the chakak is within 3 tefachim of the wall, then it's mitzdarif with the wall and it becomes 10 tefachim. But if it's not, if it's more than 3 tefachim away, then the sukkah is possible, you don't have mechitzos. The Gemara asks, why is it when it's higher than 20 tefachim, and you make 20 amis, and you make it tzdaba, why is it that you could have dal amis, you could say deifin akuma, as long as it's tab is within 4 amis of the wall, it's kasher. Mashenkin by, when you have a sukkah which is less than 10 tefachim, and you make a chakak, the chakak has to be within 3 tefachim of the wall. The Gemara answers, by the case of gevayim eshrim, lamalam eshrim amma, there you have mechitzas. You have mechitzas. They're just possible because they're too high. They're higher than 20 amis. So mela al daifin akuma could work since it's called a mechitza. So you want these mechitzas to be samach to the tzdaba. The mechitza should be samach to the schach that's within 20 amis, which is on top of the tzdaba. So then, as long as your mechitzas are within 4 amis, you say daifin akuma because you already have a daifin. Now she'enke mechitzas that are less than 10 tefachim, the bechal na mechitzas. You don't have a shei mechitza bechal. So if they're within 3 tefachim, you say lavud, so then you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim. But if they're more than 3 tefachim away, you want to say deifin akuma, there is no deifin. You can't create a deifin ayidei deifin akuma. That's the lamdus of the Gemara. Taisus, in the end of the Taisus, the Maskel Pachas Mishloish Tefachim, and the Rishayim ask that there's a stira, this halacha with the halacha we have by Shabbos. By Shabbos we have a similar case. Gemara in Shabbos Dav Zayin. If you have a house which the Gemara says the house is 10 tefachim high, but the inside is not 10 tefachim high. The roof is being memayed in the shear, so the inside of the house is not 10 tefachim high. So it says there that the inside of the house is called a karmelis, because you don't have mechitzas, it's not a reshus l'yachid. The roof is a reshus l'yachid, but the inside is a karmelis. But if you dig a ditch in the house to imashlim the shear 10 tefachim, the ditch is 4 by 4 tefachim, which that's the shear of the reshus l'yachid. So then the ditch becomes Rishus HaYachid, and the whole house becomes Rishus HaYachid because it's Chay Rishus HaYachid. It's like bottle to the ditch, which is Rishus HaYachid. That's explained by Shabbos. Now there's no requirement that this ditch should be within 3 tefachim of the wall. So how come by Sukkah we say that unless you have the ditch within 3 tefachim of the wall, you say the mechitzas are not mitzdarif, and you don't have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, and therefore it's possible. Mashenke by Shabbos, where they also need mechitzas of 10 tefachim, and you have a ditch, even if the ditch is more than 3 tefachim away from the wall, we say that it's called the mechitzas, you have mechitzas of 10 tefachim, and that would make it into Rishus HaYachid. What's the chiluk between Shabbos and Sukkah? So Taisus says, the Lashon of Taisus is, that Shabbos is just lemnoya regel harabim, and Sukkah is that you need mechitzas smuchas l'schach. Now there's a chiluk between the requirements of mechitzas for Shabbos and the requirements of mechitzas for Sukkah. Shabbos, all you need is lemnoya regular rabbim. You just have to make it into a separate place. There has to be a separation between this place and the rishus rabbim. So therefore, even if the mechitzas aren't within 3 tefachim, even if the two halves of the mechitzas aren't within 3 tefachim of each other, it's still good. Mashenke by sukkah, you need the mechitzas should be smuchas l'schach. So if the mechitzas are not within 3 tefachim of each other, they're not mitzdarif. The Ritva says it a little bit sharper. The Ran also says a similar svar. Ritva says, "Hachagabi sukkah shemitzvasa b'defanais. You need defanais boi pachas mishloisha. Kedei she tfanais hasukkas niris kishalot. You need that should be within 3, so that the defanais of the sukkah should seem like it's their defanais. Avol hasam kol heches sheish reshus arba l'arba mukif mechitzais suloi boi." And the Ritva tells Su what the Gemara says later, right afterwards, that by an amud, Abaye says an amud works. If you have an amud that's kavaya asarat fachim, it makes it into a sukkah because you say good asik mechitza. And Rava says no, you need mechitzas nikaris. That's another chilik between Shabbos and sukkah. By Shabbos it works to say good asik mechitza. If you have an amud Kavai Yud V'Rachav Dalad Al Dalad. That's called the Rishus HaYachid, because you say good asik, the mechitzas to the side of the Amid go up. But by Sukkah it doesn't work because they're not called mechitzas nikares. The Ridvash sells through this din to the din that you need that the mechitzas should be teich gimel of each other. The Ran also, a little bit later in the parak, the Gemara on Daf Vav says that Tzuris HaPesach, it's Mavur in the Gemara that Tzuris HaPesach only works for the third side of the Sukkah, where anyway all you need is a Tefach. Mashenkin, for the other two sides, it's Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work. Even though it's Tzuris HaPesach works for Shabbos, if you have a Kana Mikan, Vakana Al Gabayim, what we usually use for an Erev, it's Tzuris HaPesach, that's a Mechitzlin in Shabbos. But for Sukkah not. And the Ran also Shtel Sud is Din by Amud, that you see, don't say Gedasik. And the Ridvash tells you to Gedasik this din, that the mechitzas have to be within three. And the Nusach of the Ridvah and the Ran is, that by Sukkah you need defanis, and by Shabbos all you need is mechitzas. And by Emerson you don't find the Lashon of defanis bechlal in Shabbos. Never mentions the word defen by Shabbos, never. By Sukkah, it sometimes mentions the word mechitzah, but here you find, the Mishnah says, you need shalosh defanes. What's the difference between a daifen and a mechitza? A mechitza just means a separation. That's the word mechitza from the lashon of chatzi, of half, meaning to divide. It's a division. A halachic division is also a division. That's why it's tzuris habesach. It's not an actual wall. It's just the halachic wall. It's considered a mechitza. It has a din mechitza. It's not an actual mechitza, but that works for Shabbos. But it doesn't work for Sukkah. And also good asik. Then Abayi says that works for Sukkah also, but Rava says no, because you need that should be mechitzas nikaris. And by Shabbos you don't need mechitzas nikaris. The Teretz says, the Dvar says it's the same svar, because by Sukkah you need defanes. Defanes means a wall, means an actual physical wall. A daifen is a structure. The size of an animal are referred to as a daifen, and I refer to as a mechitza. A daifen is a structure, a wall, an actual physical wall. A Tzuris HaPesach is a din. It separates the area. It's considered a separate reshus. But it's only a din. It's not a physical wall. Gedasik, according to Rava, does not have a din of a physical wall. It's a separation. It works for Shabbos. It makes the area a separate area. But it's not a physical wall. It's not a daifen. So too, when all you need is mechitza, all you need is that the area should be separate, l'mnoi regular abim, like Taisa says, so even if the mechitza is not together, you have five tvachim here and five tvachim there. The chakak is not within three tvachim of the wall. Of a betzir, if it's a mechitza, you could be betzir if the two parts are the mechitza. Between the two of them, this area has a mechitza. It is chaitzitz. There is a separation between this area and the rishus harabim. The separation is in two halves. It's in two places. But between the two of them, it makes the area a separate area. Shenkei by sukkah, it's not enough that it's separate. The daifen is part of the structure of the sukkah. Like the Ritva says, it has to be looked at as this is your defanis. And Taisa says, you need the defanis smuchas l'schach. You need that it should all be part of one structure. So if it's more than three tefachim away, you can't see it as the same structure, and therefore it doesn't work by sukkah. This is a lamdus to explain a lot of the chilukim. Like we're saying, the chiluk that by Shabbos, all you need is, you don't need that the mechitza should be within three tefachim of the wall, and also the din of Gerasik that we have in the Machlekes Abayi and Rava, and also the din of Tzuris HaPesach, where it's Mavur, that only for the third wall helps the Tzuris HaPesach, and by Shabbos, Tzuris HaPesach helps. This is the day of Taisus here, and Taisin Shabbos Dav Zayin, the Ran and the Ritva here, and the Rajman and Shabbos Dav Zayin. But the Taisus Shanim in Shabbos, and the Rosh there also, hold that even by Shabbos, you need it should be within three Tvachim of the wall. But they say the reason why the Bayis, that's Gevoya Yud Vein Teicha Yud, the reason why when you chaykik a dalad al dalad in the middle of the bayis, it makes it a Rishus HaYachid, even when it's not Teich Gimel of the wall, is because you have the outside wall that's Gevoya Yud. And the outside, the wall is Gevoya Yud. So therefore you really have a wall that's Yud. It's just on the inside you don't have it. So Teizu Shanim's Lashon is, all you need is the Avir. You need an Avir of Yud. You really have a Mechitza of Yud. If you wouldn't have a mechitza of yud, if on the outside also the mechitza wouldn't be yud, so the Teisa Shanim holds even by Shabbos you need it to be within three tefachim of the wall. By Shabbos also, a mechitza from two different places is not mitzdaif. has to be within three tefachim. That's the das of the Tais Yishanim, and also the Rosh and Shabbos. That here it's different because you have mechitzas on the outside that are gevaya yud. And the only reason why you need a chakak is parshat, you don't have an aver of yud. You need an aver of yud. Will come out, if you don't have mechitzas on the outside gevaya yud, all you have is mechitzas that aren't gevaya yud around the rishus, and then you have a chakak in the middle of the rishus, more than three tefachim away from the mechitzas. According to Taisus here, and the Ritva, and the Ran, and the Rashba, and Shabbos, it would be good, it would be called Rosh HaSayachin. Pashengen, according to Taisus Shanim and the Rosh, even by Shabbos, you're not mitzarif mechitzas from two places, you need them to be within three tefachim of each other. That's a machlaikis linyan Shabbos. But the Rosh and the Taisus Shanim could also be maskim to the lumdus of the Rishanim, that Sukkah is different than Shabbos in regard to good asik, or in regard to Tzuris HaPesach, that by Sukkah you need more of a heker than by Shabbos, like we explained. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. Ha'isik v'ayim meshem amu bana ba'amud. Let's say it was more than 20 amas high, and you made an amud in it. Shuk v'ayim asar tfachim, which is 10 tfachim. Ay, v'yesh v'achshah Sukkah. And the amud itself has achshah Sukkah. Sav rabbi l'mem, a good asik mechitzasa. You say that the mechitzas are pulled up. A good asik, you pull and go up the mechitzas, like you do by Shabbos, that becomes a rishus ha'yachid. Amlei Rava, no, bina mechitzas hanikaris v'leka. You don't say ganasa because you need mechitzas nikaris. So there's a machlokes yishenim. The Rosh brings the Ritzkeis, and the Ran is also mesupik about it, that what if the amud is within dalad amis of the daifnei asukah? Before we had the itztaba, that the itztaba, as long as it's within dalad amis of daifnei asukah, it's kasha because of daifnei akuma. So what about if this amud is within dalad amis of the daifnei asukah? L'chayit also be kasha alts daifnei akuma. But the Ritzkeis says the Gemara doesn't say clearly the amud is more than dalad amis away. Vice dice that by an amud, as long as the amud is gevaya yud, you don't say daifin akuma, because the amud really has mechitzas. The amud's really a makam b'fnei atzma. It really is completely. It's not kosher to the sukkah surrounding it. It's its own rishus. So if it in itself could be a sukkah, like a baya holds, so then it's kosher. But if it in itself can't be a sukkah because you don't have mechitzas nikaris, but you also can't use what's outside of the sukkah because you don't have, because you can't use the defanis of the sukkah because the gudasik of the amud is going to shter that. That's the svar of the Ritzgeis. The Ran also declares about it. But the Maaseh the Rosh, and the Rambam Zecharim of Ur that way, and the other Rishayim, they hold that no. The Ritva, that they hold no. They hold that even this Gemara also, even by an amud, the whole Gemara is talking about where it's more than Dalet Amos away from the walls of the Sukkah. If it's within Dalet Amos at the walls of the Sukkah, then you don't need the walls of the Amun. It's Kasha, it's the walls of the Sukkah. You say, Daifin Akuma, like we said before. The whole Gemara is talking about when it's more than Dalet Amos away from the walls of the Sukkah. And that's the Psak Halacha. Now, Sassam is a little bit bothered. Why do they make this Machlokes by an Amun, by a Sukkah, which is Gevaya Chav? L'chari Estam, Abayin Rava should have a Shiloh. Every time you make an Amun, and you have schach, which is on poles, that's on top of the amud. So Abaye would say, good asik mechitzna. And Rav would say, no, you need mechitzas nikaris. First up is the arguing punkt about an amud that's within a sukkah that's gevaya esrim amah. So now they should argue about an amud. So Tasem is clear that maybe even Abaye holds the svara that you say you need mechitzas nikaris. He just holds that since l'maisa you have mechitzas outside of the amud. Navas, they're more than 20 amas high. According to Rashi, if you're going to be machshir the amud, you can be machshir that also. You can be machshir that also als pesul ayetze. So b'emesin there are mechitzas. Now there are more than 20 amas high. B'emesin after you machshir the amud, you can be machshir that makam als pesul ayetze min asukas. That's good enough for mechitzas nikaris. Now Shaykh and Rav held, no, since the amud mitzvah atzma doesn't have mechitzas nikaris, and the other mechitzas are no good because they're more than 20 amas high, so you don't have mechitzas in the sukkah. So Hashemus also declares that according to the Ritzgeis, maybe Abai was dafka talking about when the Amud is within Dalet Amos. So there the pshat is really, you have mechitzas. You have mechitzas of the Daif and Akuma. Now the Amud you're saying shters them. So that Abai says, Yuman of Shech. But the Amud itself has mechitzas. So if you need mechitzas, you have mechitzas of the Amud. And if you're going to say the Amud's mechitzas are not nikaris, then you have the mechitzas outside. Yuman of Shech, you have mechitzas. And Rava says, no, the Amud's mechitzas are no good because they're not mechitz nikaris, but they're good enough to shter that papal, you don't have the mechitzas from the outside. That's like this Vasem, is that would only stim like the Ritzgeis. Like we said, we don't pass in like the Ritzgeis, we pass in that the Amud works even if it's within the alanamis of the walls of the sukkah. Now, the Gemara goes vaita, Tana Rabbana, not arba kandesin. If you take four posts, v'sicha chal gabon, and you put schach on the four posts, Rabbi Yaakov machshir, v'chacham and paislim. Rabbi Yaakov says that it's kosher, the chacham say it's pasul. So the Gemara is a machlekes, what's pshat in the machlekes, Rabbi Yaakov and the chachamim? Rav Huna says that the machlekes is on sfas agag, on the edge of a roof. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher because good asik michitzasa. Good asik michitzasa. The Rabbanan say you don't say good asik michitzasa. Similar to what we said by Amun, that Rav says you don't say good asik michitzasa by Sukkah. And Rabbi Yaakov says you do say good asik michitzasa. Now, b'emsa agag, the v'yakol psula. But if it's not on the sides of the gag, it's b'emsa agag. So the mechitzas of the gag are too far away from the schach. So you have to come on to the mechitzah of the kandesin. Everyone holds that that's puzzle. The kandesin aren't good enough to be mechitzas of the sukkah. And if Nachman says, b'emsa agag machlekes, the machlekes is b'emsa agag. And the Gemara says, yibaylu, kointer of Nachman that b'emsa agag machlekes is b'emsa agag machlekes of a svas agag de v'hakol ksheira, even though Rabbanan holds it's kashal svas agag, because everyone holds you say g'nachas mechitzasa. And the machlekes is b'emsa agag, are the kandesin themselves mechitzas. So maybe if Nachman holds the machlekes is both b'emsa agag and al svas agag, according to the Rabbanan, you don't say g'nachas mechitzasa al svas agag. So the Gemara says, teku. The Gemara is not sure if according to Nachman, the Rabbanan hold you say g'nachas mechitzasa al svas agag, or you don't say g'nachas mechitzasa al svas agag according to the Chachamim. The Gemara then brings a ray from a braisa that there is a machlekes b'emsa agag. The braisa says, no, it's dal kandesin ba'aretz v'sichach al gabon. Rabbi Yaakov makshir v'chom b'eslam. So you see, tins a dal kandesin, even ba'aretz Rabbi Yaakov is makshir. So you see, klar b'emsa agag pligi. Klar, the machlekes is about the svara of the yumdin, whether you say that the kandesin themselves are machitzas, and it's not a machlekes about gerasik. The Gemara says, no, could be the arguing of both. Could be the arguing about the Yumdin, and could be the also would be arguing about Kadasik. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Now, Taisis asks Akasha that how could you say that if you say that there are Rabbanan hold that you do say Kadasik Mechitzasa, according to that side of Rav Nachman, so how does that stim with the Gemara before that by Ahmed you don't say Kadasik Mechitzasa? The Taisis says that Mechitzas on the Gag is called more Mechitzas Nikaris than Mechitzas by the Ahmed. Because by the Amid, the Mechitzas are Bechal, not Nikaris. They don't seem to be Mechitzas altogether. You have to imagine them to be Mechitzas. Mashenge by the Gag, Al-Kopanim, in the house, they are Mechitzas. For the house, they are Mechitzas. The only thing is they're not Nikar for the roof. So that maybe is called Mechitz Nikaris. Since the Mechitzas, the good Mechitzas, the Mechitz Nikaris for the house, could be they're considered Mechitzas Nikaris for the roof. Or no, do they have the same Chasarin as Amid? Now, there's a Mechitz Yishenim, how we paskin. Because by Amud, that's clearly passing like Rava. That Avad, you don't say Gerasim Mechitzos, and that's how all the places can pass it. But the Shail is, what about by Svas Agag? The Gemara considers it a Shail. It's a Yiboyed Leivshita. The Gemara says a Shail, according to Rav Nachman, and we pass like Rav Nachman, that Bem Sagag Machlekes, does that mean Davka Bem Sagag, but by Svas Agag, Divyakol Ksherin, you say Gerasik? Aydilma Bem Bezu Machlekes. The Gemara says, Teku. So the Rosh says that since it says teku, so it's safek deraisa l'chumra. And that's why the Rif leaves out the entire sugya of Gag. He leaves out the entire sugya of Machlekes Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim. Because we don't pass him like Rabbi Yaakov, and we don't pass him like by Svasa Gag, that it's kosher. So Mela, there's no point in bringing the sugya. We pass him that it's pasul by Svasa Gag, and by him, so also we pass him the Chachamim that it's pasul. So the Rif doesn't bring the sugya. And that's also how the Rosh brings down that the Rav Yoh paskins, also Rabbeinu Yishaya, the Taisus Rid. And also the Ravid paskins that way in the Asagas and the Rambam. But the Rosh brings down the Ritz Geis that says that Rav Shriya Goyim wasn't Geiris the Ibai Elohu. He was just Geiris of a Svas Agag de Vihakol Ksheira. So according to the Ritz Geis, since he brings down this Geis from Rav Shriya Goyim, since Rav Nachman held the Svas Agag de Vihakol Ksheira, so Mel, that's how we paskin. We don't pask like a Vunna. So Mel, we paskin that by Svas Agag is Ksheira. And we're mechalik between Amud and Gag, like Taisa says, because by Gag, the mechitzas and nikaris b'sei chabayis. And this mem is in the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam mefurish by Amud says that you don't say gerasim mechitzasa because it's not mechitzas nikaris. And by Gag, he paskins that it's kosher. And the Magen Mishnah also says in the Rambam, because his gersa was that he wasn't gerus as he by Elu in the Gemara. He was just gerus that the machlekes is b'emsa Gag. Machlekes b'emsa agag, but svas agag, you say gerasik. There's a chilut between the gag and the amud. So the day of the Rambam is brought in Shulchan Aruch, b'shem yesh machshim. The first day is brought b'stam. Like we said, Rav Yishayim, the Rosh, the Rif, the Ran, the Rav Yah, Rabbeinu Yishayim, they all paskin that it's a Suffolk, and you say Suffolk the Raisa L'chumra, and we're Pasul B'Svasagag, and the Rambam, and the Ritzkeis, and the Rav Shirugayim, they take a hold that it's kosher, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as the Yesh Mechshim, but Ikar Pesach is the first day. There's a Geshmak Ashtikl from Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah to explain where the Rambam got that the Svasa Gag should be kosher. He says like this, we were learning the Gemara, like Smefurish in the Ritva and the Ran, that the Yisayin Adavar, that by Amud, the problem, that you need Mechitzas Nikaris, you don't say Gerasa Mechitzasa, is because Sukkah needs Mechitzas Nikaris. That in order for Sukkah to work, Sukkah needs Mechitzas Nikaris. Without Mechitzas Nikaris, it's not considered Daifnei HaSukkah, like we were mentioned by Barichas. But Reb Chaim says there's a different Pshat in the Rishonim. He brings the Ramban. The Ramban in Shabbos Lev Tzadik Tes says, Lagabe Shabbos, there's a difference between an Amud and a regular Rishus HaYachid. That we have a klal by every Rishus HaYachid, you say Rishus HaYachid, Oy Lad L'Rikiyah. And the Aver of the Rishus HaYachid has a Din Rishus HaYachid, Ad L'Rikiyah. But the Ramban says that by Amud you don't say that. When Amud Gevay Yud V'Rachav Dalid, you don't say the din of Rishus HaYachid Oy Lad L'Rikiyah. And the Ramban says why? Because he says you only say when you have Rishus HaYachid with mechitzas. But when you have an Amud doesn't have mechitzas, and the Melah, you won't say Rishus HaYachid Oy Lad L'Rikiyah by an Amud. It's effective. Chaim, it's a pella. Why does an Amud have mechitzas? An Amud, you say Gerasik. You say Gerasik mechitza. So who says an Amud doesn't have mechitzas? Chaim says, Vaisdeis der Ramban learned that it's not the pshat that Sukkah needs mechitzas nikaris. Good asik needs mechitzas nikaris. Abai is said by an Amud, you say good asik mechitzasa. You say that the size of the Amud are mechitzas, and immediately you say on that good asik mechitzasa. And Rava says, no. In order to say good asik, you need that the mechitzas should be nikaris. If the mechitzas aren't nikaris, you don't say good asik. So then my Shabbos also. So why is an Amud a Rishus HaYachid? Not because of good asik, but because for the surface of the Amud, they're considered mechitzas. For the surface of the Amud, they're considered mechitzas. But in order to say Ganasik that the mechitzas should be Oyla the Rikiyah, that you'd say Rishus HaYachid Oyla the Rikiyah, that you don't have. The male is no chilek between Shabbos and Sukkah Lagab the Ganasik. The verdict is that even Shabbos, you don't say Ganasik by Amud, it's a Rishus HaYachid, because Al Kapanim, for the surface of the Amud, that the negay of that, it is mechitzas. That you don't need Ganasik for that. So the male, it's a Rishus HaYachid. But to say that you have mechitzas around the Amud, to say that you need Rishus HaYachid Oy Lad L'Rikiyah, that you don't have. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, that you need mechitzas nikaris means for Ganasik you need mechitzas nikaris. So Meili says the Rambam also learns that way. He says, Meduik in the Rambam. Rambam's Lashem by Amud is, Bana ba Amud, v'yesh behech shesukah, psula, she'ein elu mechitzas hanikaris, v'nimsa agava Amud tzchach kosher b'loy defanais. He says, he doesn't say that the good asik is not mechitzas nikaris. He says the Amud doesn't have mechitzas nikaris. So male, the schach doesn't have the fanis. But for Sukkah itself, you don't need mechitzas nikaris. But the Amud doesn't have mechitzas altogether. The nimtz schach below the fanis means you have a chlal no mechitzas. That's what Reb Chaim learns. So male, if you learn that way, Zakdem, so then the Gemara is sad that by Ravunizdin Lamashal, that only Rabbi Yankov is machshir but a svasa gag, and the Chachamim hold that the svasa gag is pasul. You're going to have to say that Bechlal, there's no Gerasik by Gag either, because for Gerasik, you need Mechitzas Nikaris. So, Zakta, Dr. Chaim, so Mela, in Erevin, it's Mavur, in the ninth parak of Erevin, that by a Gag, you do say Gerasik. So, Mavur is more in Erevin, that you do say Gerasik by Gag. So, Ibezah, you see clear that the Amaskan of the Gemara, Al Kapanim by Shabbos, is that you say Gerasik by Gag. So, Lefi, the way the Ramban learns the Sugya, the way the Rambam learns the Sugya, that the Gemara is not saying that Sukkah Ganasik doesn't work. Other Abba, Abaye held Sukkah Ganasik works, that's what happened, that's a din. Avada Ganasik would work by Sukkah. Now Abaye is saying that for Ganasik you need Mechitzas Nikaris. So the Gemara is a Shaila, maybe by Gagos you need Mechitzas Nikaris to say Ganasik. Avuna held that was a Machlaikas Yibakiv in the Chachamim. But we can't hold that way. We that hold the Machlaikas Yibakiv in the Chachamim is Behem Tzagag, we can't hold that Lemaisa. By Svasa Gag, you wouldn't say Ganasik. Because in Mefurish Gemara and Erevin, they say Ganasik by Gag. Vais Dais, Gag is different than Amun, and Gag is called Mechitzas Nikaris. According to the other Rishonim, the Gemara and Erevin has no Shaykhis. Avada by Shabbos, you say Ganasik. By Shabbos, you say you can ask it by Yom Anuso. The Shiloh is by Sukkah, is it called Mechitzas Nikaris? So, Mela, we blind with the Shiloh if it's called Mechitzas Nikaris by God. By saying, and according to the Rambam, there's no Chiluk Shabbos in Sukkah. So, the Dover is Gerasik, that's in these Nikaris. And the Gemara Shiloh here, is God called Nikaris for the Gerasik? So, there we could talk and bring a Raif in the Gemara in Avon, the ninth peg of Avon, Daf Beites, that you say Gerasik by God, because Havadi, you say Gerasik by God by Sukkah also. And that's the Pshat in the Rambam. That's where Reb Chaim learns. The Gemara goes weiter. Tanu Rabbanan, notz arba kandesim ba'aretz v'sichach al gabon. If let's say you stick four poles in the ground, put skach on top of the poles, you back of omar royin kol shilei chaykeku v'yachloiku. If you cut them, if you make them into a square and then divide them, v'yishem tefach l'kan v'tefach l'kan, nidayin mishim diyumid. So that's good because it blames diyumid. Diyumid means when you have two poles. She says day amudim shnei amudim. And it's in the corners, so you have a shir mechitza in each corner, that makes it the whole place is called mukav mechitzas. So Rabbi Yaakov oimid yum de sukkah tefach. So by sukkah also, Rabbi Yaakov says it works, if you have a tefach in each corner, that makes it into a shir sukkah, shir mechitza. Becham maimim, no, achi ishtayim kehilchasan or shlishis afil tefach. Two mechitzas have to be mechitza kehilchasan. But Rashi says, "Ba'arich kol ha'sukkah u'barachva." That's the entire length, entire width of the sukkah. The third one could be a tefach. Now you find this inyan of the yumdin by Shabbos. The Gemara says it's by pasi birois. The Gemara says in Erevin, the second perik, that the matter for Eli Regalim. The Eli Regalim were going in a Rishus HaRabim, and there was a well. A bear in the ground that was a Rishus HaYachid. It was deep 10 tefachim and 4 by 4. So the well is a Rishus HaYachid. So to take water from the well and to put it on the ground right outside of the well, that's Haitzah. That's going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. So how would the Eile Regalim go and take the water from the well? They need the water to drink. So the Gemara says you could put up four poles on the four corners, the Yumdin. They each are going an Amma one way and Amma the other way on each one of the four corners. And that makes the area inside the yumdim, inside the pasi birois, into Rishus HaYachid. So now they could carry from the well to the outside of the well, because it's all a Rishus HaYachid. And the Gemara says it only works for Eli Regalim. That's a special kula for Eli Regalim. But you have to say, Midei Raisa is considered Rishus HaYachid. The Rishayim, they say, in the beginning of pasi birois, even though normally you need Eimin Meruba, a mechitz of just an Amma on the corners, the chayr shouldn't work. So the Rishayim say, that's halacha meishim Sinai, that if you have a shir mechitza in the corners, that's good enough. And if you have the corners, the Rambam says, halashin ribua nikar, if the corners are made up, a shir mechitza on each side, on each one of the four corners, that's good enough, even if you don't have ayman meruba. But that's only midiraisa. Midirabanan, they weren't making with it, except l'gabi eyle regalim. So Taisa Shtelzach, there it says a shir is an amma. Here it says the shir is a tefach. Enoch and Ami, the Rabbanan, don't hold of the yumdim by sukkah altogether. They hold by sukkah, you need shtayim kelchas and a shlishis afilu tefach. But Rabbi Yaakov that holds of the yumdim by sukkah, he says that you could have a tefach. So what's the pshat by Shabbos, you need an amma? So Taisa says, it's min Rabbanan. Legabe Eli Regalim Mechmiru, he says. Midaraisa, you don't need an amma. But in order to imata bepoil, carrying the water, to outside of the pass, to outside of the bear, which otherwise would be Rishus HaRabim, Chazal were machmed to need an amma, even though the real shir is a tefach. So kum deis von teis is mamish a grace l'chiddush, that the din of Asi B'rois midarais is a tefach. And it's negel alacha, because even though we don't have other regalim as manazeh, but l'maisa the Gemara says, Azarik l'bein Asi B'rois is chayiv. The Asi B'rois makes it into Rishus HaYachid deraisa, that if you throw from Rishus HaRabim to the area inside of Asi B'rois, even if there's no well there, you stop, you make four posts on the corners, and make an area surrounded by four posts, an amma by an amma piece. So then, you throw anything inside the Pasi B'rois, it's Chol Shabbos, because it's Blaibz Rishus HaYachid. So according to Taisus, the shear for the Pasi B'rois is a tefach. How be a big Kiddush? That means the Rambam says that even though Legabe being matter for Eli Regalim, you need an amma, like the Mishnah says, but the din of a Zerik Lemei Pasi B'rois, the Rambam brings down, that is a din of Dalet Tvachim, he says. If you have Dalet Tvachim, that's good enough to be called a Rishus HaYachid Deraisa. Where did the Rambam get the Shia Dalet Tvachim? The Dalet Tvachim is the Algemein Shia Mechitza. Normally a Mechitza has to be Dalet Tvachim. Dalet Tvachim is a Shia Mechitza. So the Rambam learned, to have an Amma doesn't say a Shia B'derech Klal. The Amma, that's a Chumra Ba'ilari Golem. But the Shia Mechitza, the Shia of Pasi Barais, Midaraisa, that you make it a Shisa Yachid, is Dalit Vachim. Maybe that's also what Taisus means. If the Shia in Amma would be a Shia Daraisa by Shabbos, so then Taisus wouldn't be able to Mechala between Shabbos and Sukkah. L'chai would need an Amma by Sukkah also. But, and here you see that a Tefach works by Sukkah. Elamai, the Shia by Pasi Barais, the Shia Mechitza. The Biskirav says in Sefer that, in his Kedushim on Kedush HaChodesh Yom and Sukkah, the Brisker Rav says that the Pshat is that according to Rabbi Yaakov, Tefach is a Shia Mechitza by Sukkah. According to Rabbanan, Tefach is only the Shia of the third Mechitza. The other two Mechitzas, there's no such thing as a Shia Tefach. You need Shnayim Kolchason. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, Tefach is a Shia Mechitza by Sukkah by all the Mechitzas. And mainly you make the Pasi Barais of a Tefach. And mainly if you learn that way, so it could be what Tais is saying is not that the Shia by Shabbos is a Tefach like by Sukkah. The Shia that Rabbi Yaakov says of Tefach by Sukkah is Nafka by Sukkah. Sukkah is a Shia Tefach, according to Rabban, the third Mechitza, according to Rabbi Yaakov, all the Mechitzas, it's a Shia Tefach. By Shabbos is no Shia Tefach. It never says anywhere a Shia Tefach by Shabbos. By Shabbos, the Shia Mechitza is Dalet Vachim. So it could be Tais holds like the Rambam, that the Shia Mechitza is Dalet Vachim. Now, as Kasha was, if you need an Amma, so Vaisis is a special din, the Pasi Barais, Mechitzas in the corner should work for the whole thing, needs an Amma. That he says, the din der Rabbanon, Timat defaili regalim. What do you need me there, Ice? You need a Shem Mechitzah. By Shabbos, a Shem Mechitzah is Dalet Vachim. By Sukkot, a Shem Mechitzah is a Tefach. It's not a little sasim in Taisus, but could be Taisus and want to be Marech about this Nekuda. Now I want to say one more Inyan, Benegei Davdal, before we start the Sugya Nafei, that Rashi earlier by Itztaba, when the Gemara said that if you make Itztaba, Pnei Kula, it's kosher, and it says in the Gemara that if the Itztaba has a Shir Hechsha Sukkah, Rashi says, "Im yesh b'tzdab b'shir echshu sukkah k'tana shiva tvachim u'mashahu." Tainu reishu v'shachana. He says you need seven tvachim and a mashahu. Rashi also says the lagabi the omud. Lagabi the omud, when Abaye says it works, so it says ubana ba'omud gvoy asara. So he says rachim and tvanis harbei uboy echshu sukkah sheish b'reishu shivu u'mashahu al shivu u'mashahu. So again, Rashi says you need shivu u'mashahu. The Mashash tells us. Why does Rashi say the Shir is Shiva or Mashu? All over the Masechta, the Shir is Shiva. All other places that the Gemara says the Shir of Sukkah Ketana, the Gemara can say this is the Shir of Shiva, seven Tvachim. The Yishalmi says, because Gavra Ba'am Siyasiv, so that's six, and then the Shulchanah is Tefach, so that's seven. Lachari, where did Rashi get to say Shiva or Mashu? Should have just said Shiva. As I frak the Mashah, Shaili blibes at Sarachian. Peishua says, Amaridik Achidish. Peishua says, Rashi's maskam of Adah, the Shir is Shiva. You don't need Shiva u'mashu. But he says, first of all, by Amud, he says, the Kash is b'chal not shver. Kamati says the Mashah was lay duck. Because he says, in Amud, why does it work? It works as good asik. So you need a mashu for the mechitzas to go up. Why should Amud work? Because the mechitzas, the size of the Amud, you schlep them up. Good asik, you pull and bring up the mechitzas. Okay, so mameli, you need a mashu for the mechitzas to go up. If you have exactly Shiva, so after you say Gadasik, so you're taking away a little bit of the Mechitzas to say Gadasik, a little bit of the Amud. So now you're not going to even have Shiva Tvachim left. So why do you need Shiva U'mashu? By Itztaba, he says it's a little bit harder, but he wants to say the same thing. He says a Gevaldik Chiddush. He says, Be'emesin, it's Shver. Why does Itztaba work to Yimayin the Sukkah from 20 Amos? L'chari, the walls are still 20 Amos high. And Rav's time of 20 Amos, especially when it felt like Rabbah, that you'd have to be able to see the Schach, or Abzeir, they need sail from the Skach. So then it's very good. If you're sitting on the Tztaba, you could see the Skach. You have sail from the Skach. But according to Rav, the Pshat is you need Diris Arai, and more than 20 Amos is Diris Kva, so the Mechitzas are more than 20 Amos high. So the Chayitz Vaita Kva. And he says, the Ravid Taka says this. He brings a Ravid that says that we don't paskin like Rav, because this whole Gemara is Mash Mitztaba works, and that doesn't stem with Rav's Tam. And Jusant the Zach. He says, L'maisa, we don't hold that way. Everyone passes like Rava. So what's Taka the Pshat? So he says, the Pshat is, because you don't need the part of the Mechitza that's below the Itztaba. So Mele, you're not using that part of the Mechitza. You're only using the Mechitza that's from the floor of the Itztaba and up, which is less than 20 Amos. So you're only using that Chelag of the Mechitza. So Mele, you're using Mechitza Shoroi Liyasarai. That's the Svar. You don't have to reckon with anything that's below the Itztaba. So Tain is the Pnei Yeshua. If the Pshat is that you're only using the Mechitza, which is above the Itztaba, so Kumtais, you have to have a place in the Itztaba to put the mechitza. Because if you have no place on the tztaba to put the mechitza, the hechach, you have to use that whole mechitza. Because you can't put the mechitza on the tztaba. There's no room. The tztaba is only exactly 7 tvachim. So you don't have room for a mechitza here. So me'la oiva zai, your mechitzas are called mechitzas that are higher than 20 amos, and it's possible. So me'la, that's why you need shivu mashu. So you should have a place on the tztaba that you could technically put the mechitzas. So me'la, you could say you don't need the part of the mechitza that's below the tztaba. So me'la, you could say that you're only using the mechitzas that are less than 20 amos. Hagreis l'chiddush, the pashas is like the masha, and the pashas is, even if you say gerasik, l'chaira, you don't need an actual part of the umbit to say gerasik. I mean, it's a little strange to pay Yeshua, because by Shabbos also there's a din that an umbit that's kvay yud v'rachav dalad al dalad is rishis yachin, and Rashi and Shabbos davav says the reason is because of gerasik, that you say that the size of the umbit go up, and you don't find that you need a dalad or mashu or dalad or mashu there. Elamai, you don't need an actual part of the umbit that the mechitzas go up. The surface of the umbit goes up. It's ke'ilu, the size of the umbit goes up without taking up any space. If so, so who would then, by an amud, if you would hold like a baya, the gerasik works, all you would need is shiva. You wouldn't need shiva u'mashu in order to say gerasik. Ha'gabonim, as I state in the Marisha, as I state in the Yeshua Menach, ha'gabaldik ha'chiddish, that when you say gerasik, you need another mashu in order to pull up that other mashu to say gerasik. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara on She'ene Gevaya Asar Tvachim, the Gemara says Minolan, and Taisus says that this din of Asar Tvachim is not only by Sukkot, by Shabbos, also Mechitzas Asar Tvachim. And Taisus says it's the same Minolan, the din by Shabbos in Mechitzas Asar Tvachim is also learned that from here. So the Gemara says a Limud, that the Aron is 9 Tvachim, the Kaparis is a Tefach, that's 10 Tvachim, and the Abishta went down on top of the Kaparis. Taisus that the 10 Tvachim is a separate Rishus, because Rebbe Yossi says that the Shechina never went La'aretz. So Mela, what's the pshat? The Shechina went down on top of the Kaparis if it never went La'aretz. Vice Dice, on top of the Kaparis, called a separate Rishus. Vice says 10 Tvachim is called a separate Rishus. So L'chari de Gemara means, and this is L'chari state in the Ritva, that if L'malam Mi'asar Tvachim is considered a separate Rishus, so Mela, the Mechitza between the two Rishuyas to have a Shei Mechitza to be conveyed that the sukkah or the rishus yachah b'sham is a separate rishus, has to be a mechitza on all what the rishus is. And the bottom rishus is 10 tvachim, and the male, the mechitza has to be 10 tvachim. That's the state in the Gemara. So the Gemara is mefalbel a lot. How do we know exactly that Kaparis is a tefach? Against the Gemara. And then the Gemara asks another kasha. Me'acha that we understand that the Aron is 9 tvachim, and the Kaparis is a tefach, and the Shekhinah going down the Kaparis shows you that 10 Tvachim is Mafsik the Rishos. So the Gemara says, Umimai, the Chalola Asara Bar Mischacha, Eima Bahadi Schacha. How do we know that the Chalola, that the space of the Sukkah is 10, excluding the Schach? Maybe if you have the space of the Sukkah 10, including the Schach, maybe that's also good. So now the Gemara brings a Limud from the Kruvim. The Gemara proves from the base of Mikdash the whole thing that the Kruvim were exactly 10 Tvachim high. And it says that the Kruvim was Seichachim Mechanfeim. So you see that the Schacha, the Schach of the Kruvim, is 10 Tvachim above the Kaparis. And Mimele, you see that the Schacha is Asar. So both the Marsha and the Pnei Yeshua say that even after the Gemara said the second Limud of the Kruvim with the Seichachim Mechanfeim, we still need the first Limud. We need both Limudim. We need the first Limud, and we also need the second Limud. But they say in a different nusach, why? Why do we need both limudim for? The Marasha says it like this. He says the first limud is discussing the top of the rishus. The first limud is discussing the top of the rishus. You want the mechitzas to work for the top of the rishus, that the top of the rishus should be considered a rishus acheris. There you have a limud from the Aron and the Kaparis, that the top of the Aron and the Kaparis is considered mifsik rishusa. So Mela Ibaza, you have an Amud that's Kavaya Asar V'Rachav Dalad Adalad. How do you know the top of the Amud is Rishus HaYachid? That's the first Limud. The first Limud tells you that Lamala Me'asar Tfachim is Mifsik Rishusa. And I understand from this also that L'chayr Hu Adin, when you don't have a roof on top of the Mechitzas, so Hu Adin, inside the Mechitzas, also Rishus HaYachid Mikayach, the first Limud. That Mibalt Lamala Me'asar is Mifsik Rishusa, and the male of the mechitzas are cutting off the rishus up till 10 tfachim, so that makes the inside of the mechitzas a different rishus. But, zak de marsha, if you have a roof on top, this is a Gemara in Shabbos that we spoke about earlier in the shir. Bayis shegavoya yud ve'ein teicha yud. If you have a house which is 10 tefachim high, but it's not inside, it's not 10 tefachim, so then al gaba is already reshus hayachid. The top of the house is reshus hayachid. It's like an almond. But the inside of the house is a karmelis. The only way to make the inside of the house reshus hayachid is they have to be chaykik amakam dalad al dalad, like we spoke. But the inside of the house alone without the chakak, it's not a reshus hayachid. So that's what the Gemara wants to know. That the inside of the house is mavur, you need to be ten tefachim the halal. Otherwise, it's not considered mukaf mechitzas. And who within a sukkah? When you have a sukkah and the outside of the sukkah together with the schach is gevoya asarat tefachim. The top of the schach would be like a reshus hayachid. But the inside of the sukkah is not gevoya asarat. So it's a pasul of sukkah. So why? Maybe that also should be kosher. Maybe that should also be considered mechitzas. There you have the second limud that can say that the inside should be considered mukaf mechitzas. You need the seichem mekafeim. You need the schacha asara. Dash date the marsha. So the marsha shtel su the limud. We may the gvoy asara behad ba. Lebar mischacha, domu behad mischacha. He stels a sufa legabe Shabbos also. As over the first lima, Taisa says you need for Shabbos also. You need the din of mechitza Shabbos as asara is the same din of mechitza sukkah as asara. And you learn out from the first limud that the Aron and the Kapayrus make a mifsuk reshusa. The second limud is also seifer sukkah, seifer Shabbos, because that's the din by Shabbos also. That when you have a bias which is gevoy yud ve'ein teicha yud. If the inside of the house is not a sarat vachim, it's not a rishis layachid, it's a karmelis. The top is tak rishis layachid, but the inside is not a rishis layachid. So the din that you need, the avir of the rishis layachid also to be a sarah, is a din side by sukkah and side by Shabbos. That if you don't have the teichay asarah, that's not called mukif mechitzis. And that din asarah is learned from the second limud, the limud of seichem mechanfeim. Dazak demarsha. Pnei Yeshua state an andervart. Pnei Yeshua says karev to the marsha, so it's very similar. But he says one chilik. He says the site is like this. You need asara for two reasons. You need asara because you need mechitzas asara. But for that, it's good enough. It's v'hadne schacha. You also need asara because it's a din that schach doesn't have a shame schach if it's not being seichich on asara. Anish apsul the shame schach. So according to Pnei Yeshua, the second limit has nothing to do with mechitzas. It has dafka to do with schach, and the second limit has nothing to do with hilchas Shabbos. Dafka didn't hilchas sukkah. It's quite a mashman away because the second limit says a seichem mechanfeim. It sounds like it's a din in the sheir schach. We should have a din mechitz in the second limit. Bissel shver in the marsha, but that's when I see two mahalcha in the marsha and the Pnei Yeshua. So I want to taina that lechaya the two mahalcha mataka toli the mechayik yishenim that we mentioned earlier in the sheir. Early in the shiur, we mentioned the machoik shishenim by the din of bayis she gvoya yud ve'ein teicha yud, and you have a chakak that kama rishenim taisus here, and the Ritva and the Ran and the Rashba and Shabbos, they all learning the chakak is to make mechitzas. Without the chakak, you don't have mechitzas. So male, they have a kasha. How come by the chakak you don't need within three tefachim of the wall? And by sukkah, the chakak, you do need within three tefachim, and the mechalik between the din mechitzas by Shabbos and din mechitzas by sukkah, like we spoke about earlier in the shir. So they behechach have to learn like the marsha. If the Gemara asks the kasha that from the limud of Aron and Kapayrus, all you see is asara tefachim lebar mischacha, asara tefachim behad mischacha, and how do you know asara tefachim lebar mischacha? And they hold, they lemaisa hold that. That when you don't have a roof of 10 tefachim on the inside of the house is not 10 tefachim, you're missing mechitzas l'gabe Shabbos also. You don't have mechitzas l'inyan Shabbos. Good, so vice versa, if you're going to say that be'etzim, when you have the roof covering over your mechitzas and not considered mechitzas l'gabe Shabbos, so why should sukkah be worse? What's the Gemara Shaila? Vice versa, the Gemara didn't know that either. If the Gemara had a havamina that the mechitzas behad mischacha is good enough. You don't need the mechitzas behad mischacha. That will be good enough for sukkah. Vayis is called mechitzas. So then my Shabbos also should be called mechitzas. So you're going to have to say that the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Zayin L'maisa says that it's not called mechitzas. You need a chakak to make it mechitzas. Is also feed a maskan of the Gemara that you learn out from the kruvim that are seichem mechanfeim that benigay of the inside it's not mechitzas unless you have a seichem of asara, and that's mamish the way the Marsha learns. But there are other rishanim we said the Rosh and Sukkah and the Tezer Shanim and Rosh and Shabbos and Tezer Shanim and Shabbos that learns that there's no chsara mechitzas bechlal by the bayis. The mechitzas from the outside are mechitzas for the bayis. Navas is a din. A Rosh Hashayach is an Avra of Asara. Not mitzad hilchis mechitzis. Mitzad hilchis mechitzis, the outside mechitzis are good enough. There's not a din in Avra Asara. And that's why Chakak doesn't have to be within three tvachim of the Kaisel. Not that it's a chiluk sukkah and shamus. But because you have mechitzis, you only stam is I to get in there, you need Avra. So for that, you don't have to make that the Chakak is within three tvachim of the mechitzis. So Oibazai, by sukkah, where you know that you need a halal. You need the Yutvach and the Bar Mischacha. It's not a din mechitzas. What is a din? So you have to start to pay Yeshua. It's a din in Tzchach. It's a din that Tzchach needs Asar. Mechitzas you have already. You have the mechitzas of the outside. So what are you missing when you don't have a Chalal of Asar? What are you missing when you don't have Asar of the Bar Mischacha? You have to start to pay Yeshua. You're missing a Torah Tzchach. The Torah Tzchach needs Asar. So, kumdais the machlekes marsham pei yeshua, the two drachim in the sugya, lechayer ataka that machlekes rishenim in bayis shegva yud vein teicha yud, if that's considered a chsarim mechitzis, or it's only a chsarim ave, if you say it's a chsarim mechitzis. So, then what the Gemara is learning out here is a din that mitzad the mechitzis you need for the inside, the lebar mischacha, like the marsha says. If you say that's not a chsarim mechitzis, then who a din here? The pshat what the Gemara is learning is, enechinami. You have mechitzas, but there's another din that you need the schach should be asara. It's had the hilchas schach. It's the chayyar klar, the pshat, in the two drachim, the marsha and the bnei Yeshua. Now I'm going to say just a couple of ha'aris about the tzitz. The Gemara brings down the brice about the tzitz. The tzitz is daimik mintas shel zav. The tzitz was like a plate of gold. The rachav beiz etzbayis, it was two etzbayis wine. Umukav ma'izen la'izen. It encompassed the kayin's head from one ear to the other ear. The Kos of Olav Beis Shittim, and it was written two lines, Yud Kei Mulmala, V'Kaidish Lamed Mulmata. On top was written Yud Kei Vavkei, on the bottom was written Kaidish Lamed. And then the Gemara says, V'Amra Ablezer Beisi Aniwi Yisiv B'Raimi, I saw it in Rome, the Kos of Olav Kaidish Lashem B'Shita Achas, and it was written Kaidish Lashem in one line. So the emphasis is there's three Shittas in the Rishenim, what is exactly it means, Yud Kei Mulmala, V'Kaidish Lamed Mulmata. Taisus brings down the Yesh Mefarshim that they were one after the other. There was the top line of the tzitz said Yudkei Vavkei, and the bottom line of the tzitz says Kaidish and Lamed, because it says in the pasuk because of Michtav Pachtuchei Chaisim Kaidish LaHashem, and this is how you write it Kaidish LaHashem. You write the words Kaidish LaHashem, but you write first Hashem Yudkei Vavkei on the top line, and then the bottom line you write Kaidish Lamed. So all together you have all the letters of Kaidish LaHashem. So Taisa says that's a shor pshat because you don't read it Kaidish Lashem that way. It's written Yudkei Vavkei Kaidish Lamed. You don't see Kaidish Lashem in it. But the Ritva holds it as pshat, and he says that the Yishalmi says it. He says it's like a melech hayesha v'agav katadra, and he says no one's reading it. It's not meant to be read. It's a shemus Kaidish v'yadu lebalei emes. Why they wrote these shemus there, but that's the Tziruf HaShemus that they had. It doesn't have to be read Kaidish LaHashem. But that's the first pshat in the Rishayim. The second pshat is what Taisa says. Now Taisa says that it didn't have to be read together. And it was written, but even that you could read a Kaidish LaHashem, it's just that the word Yudkei Vavkei, the letters of the Shem HaShem, Yudkei Vavkei, were written above the Kaidish LaHashem, but all the way on the... On the right side, in the beginning of the line, it was written on the bottom line, Kaidish Lamed, and then on the top line, it was written Yudkei Vavkei, but you could see that the Yudkei Vavkei is a Hemshech to the Lamed, so you could read it Kaidish LaHashem, even though the Shem Hashem, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, went above the line. That's Taisa Shita. The Rambam's also mashman that way. The Rambam says, Eitzit Masatzitz, Eitzit Tashel Zav Rachav Shtei Etzbois, Umakav Ha'ezen La'ezen, Bekosel of Shnei Shitim Kaidish LaHashem. Kaidish Mumata, Lashem Mumala. starts off saying that you write two lines, Kodesh Lashem. And how do you write the Kodesh Lashem? The Kodesh below and the Lashem above. But also the fact that he wrote, he didn't just say, V'kasav al shnei shitim, Lashem ulmala v'kodesh mulmata. He didn't say that. It's pretty much the way the Gemara said it, but the Ram didn't say that. The Ram didn't say, V'kasav olav Lashem ulmala v'kodesh mulmata. He says, V'kasav al shnei shitim, Kodesh Lashem. You have to write Kodesh Lashem. Kodesh, then he says, mulmata. V'lashem ulmala. In other words, first comes the Kodesh mulmata, and then comes Lashem ulmala. So it's mashmalik tesis. Another shita is what the Rabbeinu B'chai brings from the Ravid, and that's what the Maram right here on this Tesis brings, this Rabbeinu B'chai B'shein the Ravid. Also the Rishonim and Shabbos, the Chedushei Rajm and Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel, and the Tesis Rosh and Shabbos also brings the same shot from Rabbeinu Tam. And we have it in Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosher, Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, that Mumata and Lamala doesn't mean on top and on bottom. What it means, Mumata means to the left, and Mamala means to the right. In other words, Mamata means at the end of the line, and Mamala means at the beginning of the line. But the first line had Kodesh Lashem, Kodesh Lamed, I mean, the first line had Kodesh Lamed, but it was at the end of the line. It was like you're writing it on the two lines of Ksav. The first line has Kodesh Lamed, but it's Mamata, meaning it's all the way at the end of the line. And the second line has Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's Mumata, it's all the way in the beginning of the line. So that's why it could be read, Kodesh Lashem, going from the first line to the second line. So according to this pshat, also has to be read together, but it's read as two lines. And okay, the Kodesh actually was above the Shem. It was higher than the Shem. The reason why it says the Kodesh was Mumata, meaning it was at the end of the first line, and Lashem was Mumala, meaning in the beginning of the second line. So those are the three shittas. Either it said the Yud Kei Vav Kei on top and the Kodesh Lamed directly on bottom of it, or the Kodesh Lamed was on bottom taka, but it was towards the beginning of the line, Lashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei on top towards the end of the line, and you can read it together, Kodesh Lashem, just you have to go up a line, or the Ravis Pshat Defakir, that Kodesh was at the end of the top line, and Kodesh Lamed and the Yud Kei Vav Kei was at the beginning of the bottom line. Another Nakuda, the Rambam, seems to have a different girsa. The Kesef Mishnah says it was a different girsa in the Gemara and Shabbos, that he says it was Kodesh on one line and Lahashem on the other line, not Kodesh Lamed on one line and Yud Kei Vav Kei on the other line. The Rambam's girsa was Kodesh and then Lahashem. He didn't split up the words between the lines. Another Nakuda in the Rambam is, the Rambam writes, from Kasser B'Shita Achas Kasher, Upamim Kasvu Shita Achas. The Rishon Litzion here, and also in Aruch Chaim and Chumash, it's the same Mechaber, says that the Rambam learned that Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yosi wasn't arguing on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yosi was saying a fact, that he saw the Rambam, Avada, everyone knew like the Tanakhama. Avada, that was the Ikkid Din, to have two lines, that Yud Kei Mamala and Kodesh Lamed Lamata, whichever way you learn it means. But Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yosi was saying that in Rome, the one that I saw said Kodesh Hashem Meshita Achas. So Vaistais is Kasha Akupanim B'di'evet B'shita Achas, and Vaistais sometimes they did it B'shita Achas. It's not clear why they should Amal do B'shita Achas if L'chadchili should do it B'shnei Shittim. But that's how he learned that it's all these things are not Likuva. So Mela, they could sometimes, and they did sometimes, write it B'shita Achas L'kuliyama, and that was a pshat there, Blazer Basie saw in Rome that it was written B'shita Achas.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.